2021 and Community Connection brought to you this morning by First Baptist Church and by Tallgrass Motors. I get the opportunity to spend a little bit of time this morning with County Commissioner Mike Bouvier. And Mike, first of all, a happy Easter to you this weekend. Thanks for coming in.
Well, Charlie, thank you very much. That's the first thing I wanted to say was happy Good Friday and happy Easter. Easter has always been my favorite Christian holiday. It just seems like a new day and everything's clean and bright and new, and that's kind of the way I like to start every day. But Easter's really special to me.
Yeah, I think if we start every day with not carrying over yesterday's problems to us, we'll probably look at it a little bit fresher, a little bit better, a little more positive.
Makes it a little easier, too.
You think it does. I know that this is also coming into the busy time of the year as far as actually road maintenance and making sure that whatever. We didn't have severe winter weather to speak of compared to some years, but still the cold temperatures do accelerate decay of road surfaces and that sort of thing. So you've got to go out and inspect everything. And I know you told me before we went on the air, you've got quite a few miles of chip and seal just in your district to get done sometime this year.
Yes. One of the good things about not having a severe winter is that we are able to spend most of the winter reclaiming our roads. Yeah. And getting them ready for chip seal. And so with that being said, we've got about 23 miles of roads that we're going to be able to chip seal after say July 1st. Yeah. Or after June 30th, and we got to wait for a little more money to come in, so we spend a lot of money doing that with rock and fuel and all that stuff, getting in them roads already. So we're in the time this next couple of months where we're kind of just sailing along slowly, not trying to spend a whole lot of money, taking care of the things that need to be done, like tree limbs and stuff that lean over the road. Mm-hmm. That's one of my particular things that I like to, when I'm out in the county driving around, I see and I like to take care of before something falls and breaks somebody's windshield or perhaps hurt them. I'm real cautious about having accidents, and I don't want anything like to happen.
Well, it makes sense. And of course, if you can, I'll use the analogy of trimming that tree branch before it decays and, like you said, fall onto a road surface during a storm or something, then your money ahead. You spend $5 now to save $10 later.
Yes, sir. It's just maintenance, you know. If you keep on doing the maintenance and don't slack on that, then you're going to be way ahead of the game, you know. Leaving a road alone and not taking care of it. We've got the roads down now so that we can have a periodic maintenance every 4 or 5 years. We can go back over it, maybe just chip seal with one coat, and we don't have to reclaim it again and go through the process of spending that large amount of money that we did 5 years before. So it does make sense to do that. And my road crew I say they're the best in Oklahoma. I got a road foreman that knows what he's doing. I got road crews that just, they like to work for me. I enjoy all of the men, and they just work really hard to make it a good place to be out in the county.
It makes a difference when you have confidence in the people that you're working with.
Definitely,
or and you know that if you didn't show up for a day or two, and I know you're there early most mornings just to check in with the crew and see what's going on, but if you were to take a week off for a vacation or whatever, the job would get done.
It does get done. All I've got to do is just talk with my road foreman and say, you know, can we do this? What does it look like? And he takes care of it.
Yeah, that's nice to have confidence in your crew.
Yes, sir.
You mentioned not spending a lot of money, and it's no big surprise for any taxing district in the state of Oklahoma, or for that matter, or this part of the country, that the money is not coming in as normal, as expected, use the verb you want to use, but income compared to previous years is down somewhat. So you're being pretty judicious on what funds you do spend.
Yeah, we have to be very careful on, you know, we do, we were talking earlier about different things and about 8-year plans and 5-year plans and how they work. You know, we start an 8-year plan now, and it's not going to, and then 2024 or 25, then it will be implemented, and then the new road comes in. Mm-hmm. So it takes a long time to get through all this stuff and build up the money for that, and a lot of it comes from the federal government. And what the counties, I say counties in general, are trying to do with our CED programs is to get the legislators educated, I'm trying to think for the word, educated on how we spend our money on a 5-year and 8-year program. And that it isn't like, well, we've got $200 million over here that's sitting in this pocket, ready to, you know, just sitting there and not being spent, and they can look at it and say, oh boy, there's some money we could use. Well, theoretically, that $200 million is probably, most of it's already gone for throughout the state for bridges and roads and everything. So to touch that kind of money is it makes it hard for us to continue on doing, keeping the infrastructure good and keep our roads safe for the public.
It's certainly nothing new, but I'm curious, in today's budget environment, is it or can it be a problem when one level of government doles out money to another level of government, the feds to the state to the county, because you're not sure exactly how many dollars you're going to get in any given year from that level of government?
Yes, and we talk about that at the ACCO level. That's the Association of County Commissioners. And what we've been trying to do is get that middleman gone from the state, instead of going to ODOT, maybe coming right straight to the counties, so that we can take care of our own money when we're ready to do a 5-year project or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I think we're not, some of us aren't quite sure if that's a good thing or not. We will have to wait to see. You know, you always think, well, that'd be great, but maybe not so great. But you don't know until you implement it.
Well, just looking at it, and I think many people would say, from a common sense point of view, if the dollars are originally, let's say, highway related dollars anyway, why does it go to either D.C. or Oklahoma City and then come back if they were already meant to go to the county level anyway? So, you know, it's just everybody gets their hands on the money before it actually goes to where it goes, is intended.
Yeah, so it seems there's a big pipeline there.
Yeah. Well, some of the other things that I know you and I talked about, just the projects. I know you've got some bridge projects and grant funding from agencies like the Cherokee Nation to help out a lot on some of those.
Yeah, I can't say enough about the Cherokee Nation. They are so great in helping us with grants and to take care of roads. I got a grant for New Harmony Baptist Church Road, which we'll be doing after the first of the new year, after July, sometime in the summer. We'll be overlaying that New Harmony Baptist Church Road, and that's going to be great for all the people out there that live out there. It's mm-hmm. getting pretty bad. Next year, they'll be starting on Bison Road between Adams and Durham Road, mm-hmm. and that's falling apart as we speak.
Matter of fact, I think some action on the Bison Road project is on the agenda for Monday morning. So,
yeah. Well, also we got they're going across our road. Well, I say our road, Bison Road, with the big trucks to go to the Highway 60 with their asphalt, mm-hmm. and so there's a lot of weight on there. And we're thankful to Bison Materials for helping us with getting some of the asphalt to put down the other day to help with the swags in the road. We put about 23,000 tons. Or was it 23 tons? I think maybe it was 23 tons that we laid down to help preserve, get them swags out of there to make it more solid. Mm-hmm. And we'll probably have to continue doing this throughout this year and until next summer when they start the project. We're almost ready to do it. We got to do is just move the utilities, and then we'll be ready for the project. We have a new bridge going on Limestone Draw. That's between Durham and 1400, between, yes, between Durham and 1400.
Okay.
And that's been, the project's been going for about 30 days, mm-hmm. and they got the steel going in the top of the bridge already. It's incredible, because like you said, the weather's been great for these guys, and they tore it down, put the pilings in, and put the abutments up, and now they're putting the steel in. They have approximately 90 days to do the bridge, but I see it being done probably in 60 days for some being able to travel over it.
That's an ambitious goal. I hope you can hit it.
Yeah. Well, you know, as soon as we get that done, you know, it makes it easier for people to travel, because the people that live out there, it's kind of hard to, you know, change things and move around when you're used to going a certain way.
Oh, sure. The most important roadway for anybody is the one in front of my house, or their house, as the case may be.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, so I understand that axiom all too well. We're going to take a break and continue our time this morning with County Commissioner Mike Bouvier on 1400 K1.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1, and we're talking again with County Commissioner Mike Bouvier. And Mike, we kind of were leading up to it here, but definitely during the break, you and I were talking about just being responsive to the needs of people. You can plan maintenance for a road that you're going to work on a stretch of roadway, but sometimes things happen, whether we're talking about the extra weight going on roadways because they're working on 60, or simply because of, later on in the summer, hot temperatures cause a problem with a piece of roadway, wherever it might be. It's important for you to be responsive if somebody calls you up and say, hey, we got a problem out here in front of my house, right?
Right. That's one of the things I really like about the public, is that when they call me, you know, I feel that the public is my eyes and ears sometimes. Because usually I drive the roads once a week or once every 2 weeks, all the county roads, and try to look and see what's going on. Or I myself or my road foreman will be doing that, and then also my men. But when somebody calls up and says, like we had a person the other day call in and said Bison Road was just, you know, car went off the road and because of this problem.
Right.
And within an hour I had somebody there putting the asphalt down. And I like that. I like to be able to be responsive and responsible, to jump right on the problem and get it taken care of before somebody gets hurt. And that's my biggest, I don't want anybody to get hurt.
Yeah, and I'm sure that, some people will feel like they're bothering you to let you know about a problem. But, I'm echoing what I know you're saying is you can't drive every mile of road every week or maybe even every day to see what's going on. So if there's a problem, you welcome those calls.
Oh, yeah. We had a lady call last week, and she lives, it's a road, but the road only goes to her house, but it's still a road. It isn't a private drive or anything. And, you know, the road isn't that bad, but she is still a constituent. And I, 2 days later, we were out there chip sealing that road for her, right up to her house. I mean, right up the road. Anyway.
Right, yeah.
And these are the things, no matter if you're one person or 20, you're just as important as the 20.
Yeah. This is by no means something that's going to happen probably definitely this fiscal year, and I maybe even further down the road. I know that the Board of Commissioners continues to look at options for the fairgrounds, whether it's just, I'll say, continued upkeep of what we have or some new idea. There are some studies you've been looking at and talking about this and that. Any details we can report on what you've been looking at that way?
Well, we had the feasibility report, and that mm-hmm. came back, and it was pretty positive. They looked at some good, nice fairground places throughout the states, and they kind of looked at how Bartlesville would fit in there. And I know that Commissioner Dunlap has been talking with several different entities about possible action for that. Mm-hmm. We don't know where it would go. There's a lot of money involved. Is maybe perhaps anywhere from $25 to $35 million, and that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
But as you and I were talking about before, that it takes money to make money. You know, our community can grow, I think, with new facilities and stuff like that. But we have to be. We've got to be diligent with our money and be careful and make sure that everybody's happy with what we do.
So part of what you're looking at, and I know this is an ongoing study, is you know, looking at different, you know, rates of return on that investment.
Exactly.
As far as if you did this, how would the rate of return compare to doing something else?
Right. Well, you know, and we want to be fair to the whole county. We don't want it to be the Dewey Fairgrounds. We don't want it to be the Bartlesville Fairgrounds. We don't want it to be the Oshelita Fairgrounds. We want the Washington County Fair. And so, you know, it kind of seems like no matter where it may go, somebody may be a little offended. There'll be some people that may not like that. And, you know, I wish I knew what the answer was.
I can't help but be a little bit amused because I know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
it's one of those things. Just even you have to cite it someplace,
right?
And so it's going to be more convenient for somebody than for somebody else.
Yes, it is, and you know, it's just the way it is.
Well, again, good luck on your continued study on that. I know that there are more reports to be heard, but good luck on that project.
Well, thank you, Charlie, for having me.
Well, appreciate your coming in and giving us an update. I think the monthly updates that I get just from county government, whether it's your office or the assessor's office or the treasurer's office or whomever I've got, it's an important look into what's going on, you know, in people's lives, and government does affect us. So thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Charlie.
Mike Bouvier with us this morning on AM 1400, 93.3 FM K1, and we've got news on the way coming up in just a bit. Talking with customers to Gusher Car Wash. A lot of places to wash your car around the area. Any particular reason you chose a Gusher?
I find it very convenient. You just pull in, wash your bumper off, ride through.